Do you live in the Stuart, Florida, Hobe Sound, Jensen Beach, Jupiter, Florida, clear down to Fort Lauderdale, Florida area? I would like to invite you to get a hold of AGRUSA Alarm Protection Technology. You can actually go to the website, agrusapt.com. That's agrusapt.com. Get your security alarm protection today. They specialize in Brinks Home Security. Call them 772-934-6498. The link will be in the description. Call them. Greetings, this is James Powell again with Real Time News. We welcome you to this episode of Real Time News. We do appreciate those who have all been subscribing to our Rumble channel. And if you haven't, I ask you right now, go subscribe, share, and all the links around this video, please connect with us. And if you'd like to support us, there are links to support us. But this is about getting real news out to you. So, but as we always do, let's start today with the verse of the day. And just reminding you, if you are new to the channel, I am a minister. That is why I believe in Scripture. So the verse of the day today is John 15:16. John 15:16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Were you ever chosen last? Were you ever the one that no one wanted on your team? Isn't it remarkable that God chose us in Jesus Christ? Isn't it amazing that we are loved and wanted by the King of the ages and his Son, Jesus Christ? Not only that, we weren't chosen out of pity, but to make a difference. We are chosen to bear fruit that will endure. To help ensure that productivity, Jesus has promised we can ask for God's blessing on our work for his kingdom, and he will bless us. Incredible. And I ask you today, remind you today, that if you are struggling today, know that God has thought of you, is choosing you to be on his team. I want to remind you, you can join us on Getter. Join us on Getter. You can look up James Powell. You can look up James Powell and follow me, please. I ask you to do that. Also, go to our website, jjmediaonline.net/realnews. jjmediaonline.net/realnews. You can put your advertisement here for $50 a month. You can actually go click right here for all of our video podcasts. And that way this will be there after I upload it. We also have local news, various news articles, Epic Times, political news, and such. You can Revolver, Bongino, Larry Elder, Town Hall videos. And we just keep all the different news organizations. We are going to be adding more, so check back for that. All right, let's get into today's news. So, Biden refuses to take questions from reporters after blaming Trump for Afghan disaster. Isn't it amazing how the liberals just keep when they make a mistake, they blame someone else, or they cast it off. But Biden refuses to take questions. So Joe Biden on Monday delivered a short speech on his Afghanistan disaster. After mumbling through prepared remarks, blaming Trump and the Afghan security forces on his botched withdrawal, Biden fled the lectern without taking any questions from reporters. He delivered the worst speech ever, said he stands by his decision to hastily withdraw from Afghanistan, and admitted it unfolded more quickly than he anticipated. After blaming everyone under the sun, Biden took off as reporters shouted questions. Joe Biden made sure to focus his speech on whether or not the U.S. should be in an endless war in Afghanistan and purposefully avoided talking about his disastrous withdrawal. I'm not going to play it. There's no sense in playing it. I can't handle listening to him. You can go to it. Look it up on Gateway Pundit. All right. Republican lawmakers already calling for Joe Biden to resign after disastrous exit from Afghanistan. I'm not surprised by the Republicans asking, but just wait. In fact, I can't find the feed, but I saw some media starting to talk about that too. So I believe Joe Biden's days are numbered much quicker than what we anticipated. Joe Biden's withdrawal from the United States military has been a disaster, and absolutely no amount of spin from his defenders will change that fact. Whatever credibility Biden was clinging to before this past weekend is gone. He has lost his standing before the American people and on the world stage. Two Republican lawmakers are already calling on Biden to resign as a result. One is Senator Rick Scott, Florida Senator. Rick Scott raises removing Biden from office over Afghanistan. Scott, the chair of the Senate GOP, GOP campaign arm, questioned Monday whether President Biden's cabinet should remove him from office, a near impossibility over the sudden collapse of Afghanistan. So the Florida Republican's remarks echoes calls from former President Donald Trump and his allies for Biden to step down, which began as the Taliban took control of the country. Here's another one. Rep. Van Drew calls for Biden's resignation on Sunday night in America. Congressman Jeff Van Drew, Republican New Jersey, called on Joe Biden and several other Democrat leaders to resign following the disaster in Afghanistan. So it's starting to grow. So let's go ahead and listen to this, and we'll see what all they say.
Trey Yinks, live for us in the Middle East tonight. Thank you, Trey. Joining me now is House Homeland Security Committee member Congressman Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey and former State Department spokesperson and senior advisor to the Scowcroft Center, Morgan Ortegas. Thank you both for joining us. Congressman, I will start with you. How did we get to this point in Afghanistan?
My God, it is one of the darkest, most embarrassing days we've had in our country, and it's a tremendous embarrassment for the Biden administration. You know, every day I wake up as a congressman, just as you did as a senator, and you wonder what's going to be next. But with this administration, it's failure after failure after failure. Honest to God, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I am. It literally is time for this president to resign. It is time for this vice president to resign. It is time for the Senate president and our speaker to resign. We need new people, even new Democrats, hopefully that are moderates. We can't keep doing this. It's only been about 7 months, and this is the worst of all. This is the real topper. I mean, people that we trusted and worked with there are going to be killed. They're going to be tortured. They're going to be hurt. Women are going to be raped. People are going to be beheaded. This was not an exit strategy that made any sense. And in no way, it should have been a conditional exit strategy. In no way should this have been done. And let me just top it by this. The president promised us that this wouldn't happen. Promised that it wouldn't be like Vietnam, promised that there wouldn't be people trying to literally be taken away off the top of our embassy, and literally just his words a short period of time ago, and not one word made sense. None of it was right. We can't keep doing this. We've got to get, but we have to be the America we've always known and always loved. This is not that America.
Morgan, there were plenty of Republicans that also wanted to withdraw from Afghanistan. So for those Republicans that thought that was a good idea, was the explanation that the mission was accomplished, the mission was failed, or we just abandoned the mission?
That's a really good point, Trey. And I think what we're looking at happening here. Well, if we look and say, you know, if you wanted to leave Afghanistan or if you wanted to stay with a small presence, we could have that policy debate all day. But the one thing that confounds me is the lack of planning, the lack of execution by this administration in withdrawing these forces. General Jack Keane has talked about the fact that why do we decide to do this during the height of fighting season? Why do we seemingly have... why do we seemingly have no plan in place for tens of thousands of people, tens of thousands, who helped us over the last 20 years? I'm also hearing reports that we even have some dual citizens, some American citizens, who are potentially still there. It looks chaotic, it looks mismanaged, and the thing that's concerning to me is that this administration seems caught by surprise. Let's go back to the Thursday briefings and the Friday briefings from the White House, from the State Department, from the Department of Defense. They all told us that no evacuation was happening. They either lied about what's happened, that they didn't know what's happening this weekend, or they're just totally caught off guard, and they shouldn't be, because as the congressman knows from the committees that he sits on, and Trey, from the committees that you used to sit on, you know that you are briefed by the intelligence community. They're not giving one intel package to the president and a different intel package to Congress.
Okay, we're going to stop there, but you get the idea that there is something... It's not looking good for the Biden administration. Of course, he doesn't care about America, obviously. So, all right. Hate hoax probe finds Tennessee vaccine official purchased dog muzzle she claimed someone else had mailed to send a package. A Tennessee vaccine official who ran to CNN and claimed someone mailed her a dog muzzle to intimidate her actually purchased it herself. Here she was at the center of a nasty political battle after she advocated for vaccine of some teenagers against COVID without parental consent. You notice what the Democrats and the rhinos, those that are against freedom and against America, always have to force frame their narrative. And when they can't get people to follow them, they kind of create the narrative themselves. All right. She said she received an anonymous package from Amazon containing a dog muzzle 1 week before she was fired from the Tennessee Department of Health in July. Her husband, Brad, told the Tennessean that his wife wanted to keep the muzzle as a souvenir. A friend dropped it back by the house. She wanted it as a souvenir, her husband said. Whoever sent that must not know me very well. That's for a beagle, but I'm a pit bull. So there's a picture of it, of the dog muzzle. So a state investigation conducted revealed the fired vaccine chief actually purchased the muzzle herself. Axios said a Tennessee investigation found evidence that the state's fired vaccine chief purchased a dog muzzle that she previously claimed had mailed in an attempt to intimidate her. So there it is. It's so crazy how manipulated they try to make everything. They do not believe in freedoms. The Democrats and the rhinos do not believe in giving you freedoms. They think they know better than you. They think they know what you need better than what you think you need. All right, just in. Biden administration to advise COVID boosters for most Americans 8 months after vaccination. You know, I'm going to go off on a tangent here if I don't watch it. Okay, most vaccines... I remember when I was small, I got the polio vaccine, all the different the vaccines. It's a one-time thing. Why is it, you know, with the COVID, they're trying to manipulate your thinking. I'm telling you, they are trying to manipulate your thinking, and they're trying to tell you that this is what you need to do. It just really frustrates me. I better take a pause here. If you would like to leave a message for us, we'd like to start playing messages. Go to anchor.fm/tcoastrealtimenews/message. It should be around this video. Go to that, leave a message, your name, where you're listening from. We'd like to start playing the messages on our episode. I'm going to do that. That way I just don't start rip-roaring and really get frustrated. I'm telling you, this is total chaos, and it's stupid. I'm frustrated. I want our freedoms back. That's the bottom line. Okay, let's get back to the news. Had to do a little diversion. Biden responds to Afghanistan collapse. This did unfold more quickly than we anticipated. After facing a bevy of bipartisan criticism, President Joe Biden on Monday afternoon acknowledged that the collapse of Afghanistan happened more quickly than his administration had anticipated. This did unfold more quickly than we anticipated, Biden said at the White House, blaming Afghanistan's political and military leaders for giving up and fleeing the country. The president also accused the Afghan government of stopping the United States from carrying out a mass evacuation plan ahead of the pullout, alleging it would create a crisis of confidence. Biden added that the invasion of Afghanistan was never supposed to be a nation building or creating a centralized democracy. The interesting thing, and this is it, the president didn't take any questions. The White House confirmed to reporters that he's heading back to Camp David, where he spent the past several days on vacation. The president said he and his team are following the situation in Afghanistan closely. My question is, there are Americans over there. If President Trump, who is still my president, if President Trump would have done this, the media would have badgered him, been all over this, saying he doesn't care about the Americans, he doesn't care about America, he just don't care, he doesn't know what he's doing, he's a lunatic, but they won't say anything about Biden. The media is in the cover-up. So here's some pictures. I mean, this is so sad. So sad. But here's our American troops. Kudos to our American troops. Totally support them. And here they are in the presidential palace after Afghan President Ghani fled the country. That's a real strong president, isn't it? And while Biden did not make any televised addresses in recent days, other world leaders, including UK Prime Minister, German Chancellor, have expressed public dismay over how the administration in the United States handled the withdrawal. You see what's happening? Everything is collapsing. Everything is collapsing around this incompetent administration. Wow. All right, Biden's approval, no wonder, Biden's approval, his lowest point, not even counting the Afghanistan debacle. Biden's approval has sunk to its lowest point. It is set to go even lower with the Afghanistan debacle. So here it is. Rasmussen reports today said their presidential tracker had Biden at just 46% approval, tying his low mark, and 53% disapprove of Biden. He's got to be lower than that. In the latest 538.com analysis, Biden stands at 50%, the lowest point so far in 8 months. Really? I mean, come on. Come on. Let's get real. They cannot be telling the truth, or they are calling, you know, a lot of times these polls, they will call, you know, in fact, for Biden, they probably have to call 90% Democrats and 10% Republicans to try to make him as favorable as they can. All right. We're going to end this with a few videos. The French are fighting for liberty. This is important. This is important. You as an American, if you're an American or wherever you live, not only are Americans fighting for freedom, but all around the country. Let's go ahead and watch this.
I want to go now to Deborah Blake in France. Dr. Wolf is one of the introducers, our independent journalist. Here's what's stunning to me. the people in France, the patrons in France are every week in the streets. Right now, you haven't seen any. I mean, I know the moms are getting organized, but you really haven't seen mass protests like you have in France. Deborah Blake, what happened again? I think it was this Saturday. What happened in France? And how is this thing picking up momentum? And is Macron and the globalist, are they starting to listen to the people in France? Walk us through what's happening.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, it was another huge turnout this weekend on Saturday. And it's even more stunning because traditionally, this is we call it the 15th of August weekend. It's generally a big holiday weekend. People go away on vacation. They're not thinking about protesting or they're thinking about having fun at the beach. But regardless, we had thousands and thousands, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in the streets all across France. Really, in every small town, villages, major cities, there were people everywhere, and everyone is just fed up with we're calling it here, the health pass. And as of this morning, many of the shopping centers, we've got about 300 what you would call like shopping malls across France, and many of these malls have grocery stores, you know, supermarkets inside of them, or big mega supermarkets. And many prefects took out an executive order to oblige people to show the health pass to get into the shopping centers and into the supermarkets, which is against the law. Because if you read the law, it clearly says that you cannot restrict a person's access to what they call first, you know, primary necessities, such as food. So you've got now this sort of strong arming taking place at the prefect level, you know, the regional level. And you've also got the grocery stores themselves. I know that's sort of an old term, I still say grocery store, but the supermarkets are also playing along and saying that you need the health pass to get in, which is in flagrant violation of what the law actually says. So just as you were saying earlier, a lot of these things, it's we're getting the law through the television, but there is no law behind it. There is no decree or an executive order. There's just the propaganda that is really getting into people's minds and disrupting lives in so many ways.
Let's talk about that. We've only got a few minutes, but I got to talk to you about your friend. Talk to your friend that had the cold and then had COVID and the panic that set in. Walk us through this friend of yours, the situation there.
You know, anybody that is in my immediate vicinity knows my position on these things, and I've shared my research with so many people. And this particular friend sent me a message saying he was feeling a little under the weather, and I told him, you know, just to rest up and drink fluids, some vitamin C, etc., and he'd be fine. And yesterday, he called panicked because he freaked and went and got a test, and his test was positive. And now he's in the system. The government has called him. He's already feeling better. He's fine. You know, we used to say 3 days coming, 3 days with it, and 3 days going when you get like a cold or a flu. So he's already fine. But because he went and got tested, instead of remembering that he has the right to get a cold, he's now in the system and he's going to be tracked. And what was interesting is they don't even tell you, they didn't tell him that he can get documentation on paper. You know, you can get that stupid QR code on a piece of paper. You don't necessarily need the electronic application on your phone, which also serves to track you and to track your contacts. And so now he's in the system. And I said, well, you know, you're going to have to do your best. I said, try to get the paper, you know, uninstall the app. But they're tricking people. They're not even giving people all the information. And I personally got a call from the government because the French government decided that it was okay to release the lists of people who had not yet received the jab so that they could get a phone call to encourage them. And we had a letter, I just didn't send it quick enough, to say that that's illegal. I hereby refuse that my data be given to any third party. And I didn't send the letter, and I got the call, and I just hung up on the person. I didn't even say hello.
So Deborah, we got to bounce. That's what they're going to be trying to do. They're trying to track you, and it's totally crazy. Okay, let's see. Let me. Okay, let's just go ahead with this one. I want to end with Seth Keschel. A message from him, from the Telegram. So Let's go ahead and watch this.
Dr. Wolf, you're here today. Today's the firestorm starts with going back to school. Just give us your assessment right now. We just had Raheem is up in New York City protesting outside de Blasio's place, Gracie Mansion yesterday, the city in New York. You called this months ago. You have to have a vaccine card to get into a restaurant or to a gym. What is going on here?
I mean, I hate to say it again, but look at all the things that are converging on our country, right? There's a massive effort to create a discrimination system between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Parents are up in arms. Kids, on no basis of science, are being told they have to be masked in school, even while you rightly pointed out that a Brown University study shows that that's dropped their IQ average of 21 points,
why is that not front page?
We started news.
We started Saturday show with Liz Jure that. The audience blew up because nobody knew the story. The story's like a New York
Post. I hadn't heard it. I wouldn't have heard it if I hadn't listened to you.
How's the IQ of our babies drop 21% and nobody's talking about it?
It's massive. And it's lasting. It's going to be lasting. And it's like common sense, right? Kids learn from looking at faces, listening to syllables. You know, you've talked about people pouring into the border. This thing about, Afghanis not being settled in other reasonable places, but coming to the United States. I think we have to face what many thoughtful people I'm in contact with are raising, which is we are under attack, and it's not a shooting war. But, there is some of the things that are happening at the highest levels don't make sense in terms of politics, right? Normal politics, you wouldn't see the president sitting alone, as you've pointed out. You'd have all of his advisors around him. They'd be gazing at him adoringly. That's a classic messaging unit. You wouldn't have Jen Psaki on vacation. I was a White House spouse. If there's something like this happening, you are on the job.
You're not up at Rehoboth Beach with the kids digging sandcastles.
No such thing, right? So many things are happening that really don't make sense. Saying that Americans are not being given priority to be evacuated, and it's just not politics as usual. And when it's not politics as usual, I really worry. It does seem like our country is being driven to catastrophe.
I want to go back in time. You said this now 90 days ago. When it first came up with the vaccine passport, you said, hey, look, let me tell you where this is going. This is going to a place where they're going to use this because they're going to tie together the finances, the banks, but you said they're going to form a leper colony, the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated, and they're going to focus on the schools and they're going to focus on the kids. Walk us through those last 90 days. We're here.
Right.
And that's where they've kind of driven this, correct?
Yeah, but this is just the beginning if we don't peacefully rise up and stop it, because anyone who reads history knows what happens next. And I hate to say it, but I have predicted it based on reading history every step of the way. So what happens next is there's going to be chaos in the United States.
Chaos, let's talk about that. The schools are coming back. There's many mothers who have had the vaccine who hate the sound of Trump's name, who are saying, I don't want to do this. There's not enough science. Do you believe, as you sit there, there's enough evidence to talk about the kids should be masked or the kids should be vaccinated as you see it? Because you spend 24 hours a day on this.
Yeah, I'm not a medical doctor. I am a stepmom and a mom. And kids, according to Dr. Martin Kulldorff at Harvard, some of the most distinguished epidemiologists, the data are in. Kids are not at serious risk from COVID. But they are at serious risk of cognitive deficits from being masked. They're not at serious risk from COVID, but there are side effects from these vaccinations. So I, as a mother, would not do it. I, as a person, would not recommend it. These are personal decisions. But much more serious is the big picture, which is the state is telling us how our children can breathe. The state is telling us what kind of untested product has to go into our children's bodies for them to not be ostracized by their peers, set aside, marginalized, just like Jim Crow laws, just like the regulations that followed Jews in France during the Vichy occupation. I mean, I've been going back and reading, histories of what happened to Jews in the 200 years up till 1933. What happened to Jews in Vichy France? And it was these kinds of regulations. Set you aside, stand in line, check in with the magistrate twice a week, get separated constantly, close the borders, scrutinize you. You don't get your mail. And, you know, we're creating that. I can't have dinner with my kids in New York City, you know?
Talk to us about what de Blasio has done in New York City, because both government and corporations. You call it, say, so the corporation is going to be the delivery mechanism. Yeah. What has now gone down starting today in New York City?
I mean, it's, I can't believe we're here, but it was so predictable. So Bill de Blasio, based on, according to one of the most brilliant lawyers I know, Janine Yunus of the NCLA, she pointed out that it's based on no law. He made an edict that you can't go into a restaurant or a gym or a number of indoor spaces if you can't show the Excelsior Pass, which is just what I warned everyone about, New York State's vaccine passport. And so literally I'm getting texts from friends saying, I can't go to McDonald's. People I know who live in Harlem can't buy groceries. You know, their world has shrunk dramatically. This has happened in Southern California as well. And indeed, because it's totally illegal for the federal government to do this, as Biden promised, he put pressure on his flunkies down the line, and I say this as a lifelong Democrat, and indeed, businesses have to do the dirty work, and they don't want to. They don't want to be the ones asking for people's papers at the door like minor Nazi officials. But that's the role they're put in, and they're scared because there's more blowback. Your restaurant can get closed, your business can get closed if you don't do it. Whereas if you refuse to discriminate, they will close you down. The Board of Health will close you down. And Janine Yunus pointed out, how can you have a law, you know, how can you have an edict based on no law? How can you have enforcement based on no law? There is not a law, you know, that brought this about. It's a declaration. And so much of what's wrong in this pandemic or this post-pandemic has been people deciding they have the power to make edicts and declarations and regulations that are not legislatively based.
What is it about that people that used to be such fierce fighters, we've got about a minute and a half here, fierce fighters for the First Amendment and for freedom of expression, seem to be like on MSNBC, they just put out these assertions and they never back it up. What has happened to the mindset of that? Well, many of those are your friends, I'm saying.
Yeah.
But
no, they're my friends.
Well, how shocking.
I mean,
you?
A vast amount of money has gone to corrupt the media. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has poured millions, and the Columbia Journalism Review has documented this, into big legacy media for, you know, overcoming vaccine hesitancy, COVID education. So they know what side their bread is buttered on. And a bunch of the, you know, overcoming vaccine hesitancy money in the last stimulus bill has gone to news outlets, community organizations, religious leaders. So there's this massive corruption of civil society brought about by pumping money into messaging that supports calling people who don't want to get vaccinated murderers, or to saying that if they don't vaccinate their children, they're, you know, being irresponsible, when no science supports that people who are unvaccinated transmit more than people who are vaccinated.
Okay, we're stopping there. I know I played some long videos, and I, of course, I guess I purposely did that because there is some good information. So I do want to remind you before we play this last video from Seth Keschel, you can message us, leave your name and state you're calling from, just or country. Also, you can support us, paypal.me. paypal.me/JJMediaLLC, or you can put your business or ministry right here. Put it right here, and you can email me, james@JJMediaOnline.net, that way we can get your business up here, and we're going to start putting businesses up on the bottom of our screen and then linking to the business. So, all right, I've got one more video that I want to play, and it's a message from Seth Keschel. Seth Keschel is the one that's done all the stats on from all the voting, but he gives this is from Telegram, his Telegram channel. He gives a message to everyone. I'd like to end with that today.
All right, this is going to be very short, but you always ask, what can we do? So if you're somebody with some time on your hands, whether you're retired, whether you're on PTO, or whatever, if you have some time on your hands and you want to be hands-on in this battle for election integrity, here's a mission. It smellsfunny.com. Hey, that's a funny name for a website. It smellsfunny.com. That is Liz Harris's website. Liz is here in Maricopa County, Arizona, and she is at the forefront, tip of the spear, for the audit effort here in Maricopa County. So you've heard Steve Bannon say, well, actually Peter Navarro on Steve Bannon's show say, it's not the count, it's the canvas. So you can count ballots all day long, but if you think there's ghost voters and phantoms out there, then canvassing is what is going to show that. Okay, we go to an empty parking lot, and there's 8 people registered to vote here, and 6 of them voted, so see, catch my drift? There's 748 precincts in this county. So in order to provide an accurate view of what is going on in Maricopa County, they need boots on the ground. They need an army of people. Itsmellsfunny.com. Okay, that is a legitimate effort to help with canvassing in this county. So if you want to get involved and you want to get out here to beautiful Arizona, then I recommend you go to itsmellsfunny.com. Thank you.
Okay. Itsmellsfunny.com, and here it actually is. Volunteer sign up for election integrity. Fill your name, email, street address, zip code, You can fill all this out. And that way you can be involved. I will drop the link around this video, but get involved and you will be able to just join in and say that you were part of saving our country. I want to thank you again for joining us. This is James Powell. Please make sure that you do subscribe and share. Do subscribe and share. We'd appreciate it very much. If you would like to connect with us, we do invite you to. And please do that. But go to Real Time News. That's Real Time News. Go up and subscribe and share. Thank you for listening. We ask you to be in prayer for our country. Stand up for truth. And never, never give in to dictatorship and totalitarianism. And stand up for God, your family, and country. Thank you much. We'll catch you on our next episode of Real Time News.